Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids this weekend, Saturday, August 29th through Sunday, August 30th.
We have a very busy weekend ahead. Before we dive into the events, let's take a quick look at the weather. It looks like typical late August Iowa weather. For your Saturday, expect a high of 83 and a low of 69, with a slight chance of some scattered storms rolling through.
And what about Sunday?
Sunday's going to be a bit warmer. The high is creeping up to 91 degrees with a low of 71, and again, a slight chance of storms. So maybe pack a small umbrella, but don't let it stop you from getting out there.
Absolutely. A little summer heat is just part of the experience, especially when there are so many great outdoor and indoor options to choose from. It looks like a perfect weekend to be a tourist in our own town. There's way too much to do. Let's jump into Saturday, August 29th. We'll start with our food and markets category.
Kicking things off bright and early is Marion Farmers Market, running from 8 to 11 a.m. at Willowwood Park. It's a great chance to grab some fresh local produce and goods. Later in the day, if you're looking for dinner plans that also support a good cause, head to Bass Farms for the Burger and Beer Benefit for Brain Cancer. That runs from 5 to 9 p.m.
And of course, the big one for Saturday night is Market After Dark 2026. It's taking over downtown Cedar Rapids from 6:30 to 11 p.m. with food, vendors, and live entertainment. It's always a huge event.
It really is. Okay, let's move on to sports and recreation for Saturday.
For those who like to start their day with some activity, there's Sunrise Yoga at Low Park. That's from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning.
Perfect. And for the kids, South Troy Park in Robbins is the place to be. Little Sports Torts T-Ball is from 9 to 11 a.m.
And that's followed by Little Sports Torts Soccer from 11:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the same park.
For racing fans, Hawkeye Down Speedway is hosting Asphalt Apocalypse starting at 2 p.m. That event continues on Sunday as well.
And you can't have a summer weekend without baseball. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have a home game against the Lake County Captains starting at 6:30 p.m. Plus, there are post-game fireworks.
And to cap off the night, Spare Time Cedar Rapids is holding their Spare Time After Dark event from 10 p.m. to midnight.
A very active Saturday. Now, let's dive into the arts and culture scene. There's a lot happening here.
There is. For aspiring photographers, Indian Creek Nature Center is hosting an all-day workshop called So You Want to Be a Nature and Wildlife Photographer. That runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
For writers, there's a creative writing class focusing on memories into memoir from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Tree of Liminality.
And if you're near Nubo City Market, they're hosting a bonsai show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
For younger creators, the Eastern Iowa Arts Academy has its K-12 art and music open studio from 10 a.m. to noon.
In the afternoon, local artists can connect at the Artist Forum from 2 to 5 p.m. at DKW Art Gallery and Studios.
And a huge highlight for the weekend, Orchestra Iowa's Bruce Moore Orchestra takes place on the lawn at Bruce Moore from 7 to 9:30 p.m. It's an absolutely beautiful experience.
It truly is. Now, there's one more arts event we need to mention, because it's happening all weekend long. The Cedar Rapids Museum of Art is offering free summer admission on both Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That is a fantastic opportunity for everyone to experience the museum. Okay, let's round out Saturday with some community events and nightlife.
First, a very important back-to-school supply and clothing drive is happening from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Hiawatha Public Library.
Also, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Nubo City Market, there is the annual overdose awareness event to support and remember community members.
Later in the afternoon, Dick's House of Sport is hosting a tailgate takeover from 2 to 6 p.m.
And finally, for Saturday night, the music event Catalyst Iowa Techno is happening from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. at North Point.
That is an incredibly packed Saturday. Let's move on to Sunday, August 30th.
Let's do it. Let's start Sunday with a health and wellness category, since there are a couple of great options.
First up, from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., you can join Qigong with Gina Mulby at Illumination Cedar Rapids.
And at 9 a.m., Prairie Woods Franciscan Spirituality Center is offering Sunday morning hatha yoga, which goes for an hour.
Two peaceful ways to start the day. Okay, how about food and markets on Sunday?
The 2026 Hiawatha Farmers Market will be at Guthridge Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And for a sweet treat, Big Grove Brewery is having its Sunday Sundays from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That sounds good on a 91-degree day. Now let's talk sports and recreation for Sunday.
It's a big day for the Colonels. It's their 2026 home season finale, again versus the Lake County Captains. First pitch is at 1 p.m.
If skating is more your speed, there's Family Skate at Imon Ice Arena from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m.
And Little Sports Torts is back in Robbins, this time with basketball from 4 to 6 p.m. at South Troy Park.
There are a couple of cool tournaments happening too. For disc golf players, there's the MVP Circuit Challenge at Shaver Park. Check-in is at 9:30 a.m. with tee-off at 11 a.m.
And for tabletop gamers, First Turn Games is hosting a Star Wars Legion tournament starting at 9 a.m.
Excellent. Let's finish up with Sunday's arts, culture, and community events.
From noon to 1:30 p.m., you can play Sunday Bingo at New Bow City Market.
And at the same time, from noon to 2 p.m., Lionbridge Brewing Company is having their second book swap, along with a library lager release party.
Books and beer, a great combo. And for our final event of the weekend?
The Marion YMCA and Community Rec Center is holding community days from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, giving everyone a chance to check out the facilities.
And that wraps up a very, very full weekend of events in the Cedar Rapids area.
It certainly does. There's something for everyone out there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors. With 5 convenient locations across the greater Cedar Rapids area, and yes, the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is a place where relationships and service truly matter. From personal to business banking, CRBT is here to support you every step of the way. Come meet the people you can bank on at CRBT.com. Member FDIC.